You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans on a bit of a warmer Tuesday, which is certainly a nice thing here in New Orleans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter, also a writer over at bourbonstreetshots.com, where you can check out most of my work. Big day for the Pelicans. Got a game against Atlanta tonight on the road. East Coast game before coming back home tomorrow to play against the Minnesota Timberwolves on a televised game. 8:30 tip-off a little bit later on a Wednesday night here in New Orleans, the night before Thanksgiving. But should be a lot of fun. Karl Anthony Towns, coming to New Orleans playing. Also former Kentucky guy Anthony Davis. Davis has lit him up a couple of times in their careers last season, so it'll be fun to see if Davis keeps that going again in this game. But today, we're focusing on the Atlanta game. I'm going to give you a preview of that in the second half of the podcast. Before that, I'm going to talk a little bit about Drew Holiday, how well he's playing. I've kind of watched his games a little bit more now, got some replays of those in, dove into his stats and his numbers. He's playing incredibly, incredibly well for the Pelicans. It's pretty fun to see. I don't know if he'll keep this up long-term over the season, but he looks like a bit of a different player, and I'm going to jump into why a little bit on that. I've also got a Cheick Diallo update for you guys. He's, of course, in the D-League with the Austin Spurs, playing pretty well for them as well. I'm going to give you, an update on that, so we're just going to dive right into it today in Locked On Pelicans. So Cheick Diallo in the D-League with the Austin Spurs. It's the San Antonio Spurs affiliate, obviously, with the name. But a good spot for him to be in. He shouldn't be on an NBA roster right now, just sitting on the bench kind of wasting away. The Pelicans aren't practicing a ton during the season. Most NBA teams don't. You get maybe a practice or two a weekend, depending on the game slate. So it's not like he'd be in practice working against Anthony Davis, working against some of these other guys right now. He's so raw. He played 1 year at Kansas, born in 96. He's only 20 years old. He's the type of guy that needs to go to the D-League and make mistakes and just play and maybe figure some things out. What's nice is the Pelicans have one of their developmental trainers with him at all times. He's going to be the guy working him out before games, working with him in practice down there. So it's not like he's got, subpar coaches, trainers, anything like that. And he is with the Spurs organization the Spurs organization D-League team. So that's certainly going to be a good thing for him as well. He's been down there for four games now. He's averaging 26 and a half minutes per game, and he's playing pretty well. He's actually got an offensive rating of 108.7, which is pretty good. Nice to see. Not necessarily what was going to be expected out of him. He looked pretty good in summer league, kind of active feet for a big man underneath the basket. It doesn't seem like he's going to give you much more than that. But overall, in his four games there, he's shooting 59.6%. averaging 15.3 points per game, 7 rebounds, and getting in 3.3 blocks per game. He's averaging also over 3 fouls a game in those 26 minutes, which is a little bit higher than what you'd like to see, especially in the D-League where the talent is worse. But you've just got to figure that's just due to positioning mistakes on defense. I haven't really watched a ton of him down there. I've seen some of the highlights a lot, but not really enough to get an idea of his flow in the game, things like that. But he's putting forth a good showing, certainly not enough to come back to the Pelicans just yet. You'd rather have those minutes, in the front court rotation after Davis go into Omer Asik, especially with a matchup tonight against the Atlanta Hawks where they have Dwight Howard. Still, Ajinsa is good for 6 minutes a game at times. He can be used in the right situation, especially if you need a jump shot or two. And Terrence Jones has been playing pretty well for the Pelicans so far, at least offensively, though I don't exactly like what he's given defensively, though I don't think he's as bad as Ryan Anderson is, Michael McNamara might have you believe, but he's certainly not good on the defensive end, and offensively at times he really kind of scratches your head, but he's playing well, putting up good numbers, so Cheick Diallo wouldn't really be getting the minutes on this team. I like what they're doing with him, keeping him in the D-League right now. Take advantage of the fact that you can do that. Maybe Diallo comes back towards the end of the season, which you could potentially see being the case. If the Pelicans are fully out of playoff contention, you're going to play guys like Langston Galloway, Etuan Moore, Solomon Hill, Dante Cunningham less. Guys like Buddy Hield, who seems to have fallen a bit out of the rotation for the moment. and Cheick Diallo more as you get on with the year and you just realize it's a lost season. You don't need to worry. So you may as well try and get some of these guys quality NBA minutes. He just wouldn't be getting that right now. So there's no point in playing him. But nice to see from him in the D League in those four games. I'll keep giving you guys updates on him as we get a little further into that season too. The guy we still need to talk about more is definitely going to be Drew Holiday. I talked a bit about him yesterday on the podcast after we were recapping those games, talking about how well he's played, why he's played kind of well. And I want to dive in a little bit more into a lot of that. So obviously Holiday has looked good, and I mean really, really good. I think everyone knows this. This is no surprise with him right now. He's been absolutely tremendous, you know, averaging, the 20-something points per game. Let me pull him up right now. I'm looking at his here. Let me give you his per 36 minute numbers because these are absolutely out of control. Per 36 minutes, and he's only playing about 26-27 minutes per game right now. He'd be averaging 29.3 points, 10.9 assists, 1.4 steals, and he's shooting 55.6%. Over that's from the free throw line. He's not doing too well, but he's getting to the line six times. He's shooting 54.8% from the field overall and 44.4% from three. So he's been absolutely tremendous for the Pelicans so far. And you know, it's only two games, and this isn't necessarily what it's always going to be like going forward. But you have to like what you're getting from him, especially because you just really needed some help for Anthony Davis. And right now, you know, the Pelicans are getting it back with Drew Holiday there. There's a reason, and I said this yesterday, that people said, you've got to wait. This isn't the real team. And everyone's like, no, Holiday's not going to make that much of a difference. And, you know, I didn't think he'd make this level of difference. But, man, you can see he really is a big difference maker. So in the two games so far, averaging 21.5 points and a good 8 assists per game, and that's in 26 minutes of play. That's absolutely tremendous. So he's looked really good. One of the big things I noticed from him is he's gotten a very smart shot selection in these two games. He's taken a total, and I got to pull him up, so sorry, I just changed the stats here. He's taken a total of 31 field goal attempts so far. Only five of the 31 are of that long mid-range variety. 14 of his 31 shots are in the paint or the restricted area. Three of those, you want to make the number 17, are close to the basket, essentially, in the paint or right outside the paint. The rest of them are three-pointers. So he's done really well. 9 three-point attempts. So basically, he's taken 5 bad shots. That's it. Out of the 31 he's attempted. And it's a small sample size. It's only two games. You know, it's only, 26 and a half minutes per game. So it's not like we got a ton to go off of, but this shows just how well he's played for the Pelicans. Last week for BourbonStreetShots.com on Friday, I wrote an article about how he's really going to elevate this Pelicans pick and roll offense. Tim Frazier has done a good job of holding down the fort, helping this team weather the storm, kind of. Until Holiday came back, but he's not a good pick and roll guard. So on the season, Tim Frazier is averaging just 0.8 points per play off as the pick and roll ball handler, according to the NBA.com stats player tracking database and everything. And that's plays that finish with him with the ball in his hand. So if he takes a shot or if he turns it over or if he misses, whatever it might be, that doesn't necessarily factor in much if he passes out of a pick and roll when the look wasn't good. So it's just when he finishes with the play. So that 0.8 points per play puts him at the 48.7th percentile. So really bad. Drew Holiday's come in and he's run the pick and roll 21 times with the New Orleans Pelicans so far. So again, small sample size. But he's averaging 1.1 points per play. So 0.3 points per play more. That puts him in the 92.4 percentile. Significantly better. He is a threat to attack. And right now, without Tyreke Evans and with Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon gone, guys that he doesn't need to share the ball with right now, Holiday's got a usage percentage of 33.6, which is well above his career average. He's got a net rating right now of 18.5. Anthony Davis, this world beater who's been, you know, tremendous for the Pelicans, who's leading the league right now in points per game, is at negative 2.4 net rating. So it goes to show you how well Holiday's been here. I don't think his usage is going to stay this high. I don't know if that's sustainable for a guy who's in, you know, the mid-20s for his usage career average. You know, that's a serious increase. I think his shot selection certainly might stay this well, either attacking the rim or shooting from three and keeping out of that long mid-range area. Just don't go there. He's being really smart. The fact that he's a threat to shoot from three, he's 4 of 9 on the year. Really makes him a threat in the pick and roll. Teams can't go under the screen against him anymore. So when Davis sets that pick and stands still against Tim Frazier, teams wouldn't fight to go around it and go over it. They weren't worried about Tim Frazier's outside shot. You would sag off, go underneath the screen, and create a little bit of a cushion. So if the player tried to drive on you, if Tim Frazier tried to drive, you can take away that drive because you've got room to react. Against Holiday, you can't do that. You leave him open for three on the arc. He's going to take the shot, and there's a good chance he's going to make it. Again, 4 of 9, and we already knew he was a pretty good three-point shooter, so they sorely needed his three-point shooting. So he's playing very smart all-around basketball. It's really wonderful to see. I'm curious to see how it's going to, you know, stay the case going forward. It's going to be a bit interesting. He's got a much tougher matchup against Atlanta tonight. And I guess that's really a good transition into it, talking about that game. This is a game that the Pelicans could struggle in for sure. You know, when I say they should struggle, because I didn't particularly like their win against Portland, even though they blew them out because Portland shot so poorly, where I think it bailed out the Pelicans' poor defense. Against Charlotte, you know, that was a game the Pelicans easily could have lost without one or two things kind of breaking their way, though they showed a lot of fight to get back into that game after being down 14. Atlanta is a pretty good team, obviously. One of the better teams in the East. Let me check their record right now. I closed that tab accidentally. I have like 16 up right now. So never a good thing when you've got too many tabs open in Chrome. So Atlanta, second best in the West, in the Eastern Conference. That's what I thought. They're 9-4. You know, and Cleveland's 10-2, so they're only one win in that mindset behind them. This is a team that shoots particularly well. They're one of the better shooting teams in the league, and they don't shoot a ton from mid-range. They get a lot of looks inside in the paint. They're 11th in points in the paint this season so far. This is going to be a tough matchup. That's why, you know, 11th in points in the paint, you do have a guy like Dwight Howard there. Dennis Schroeder can drive and get into the lane. He's not, he can shoot a little bit from deep, but he's better, I think, at driving. He's really quick. You've got to like that out of him. So it's a tougher matchup for the Pels. You're going to need Omer Asik to play on Dwight Howard. I think Anthony Davis can handle Paul Millsap, though. He's an absolute beast. Can shoot well, you know, can score, whatever. He's just all around very good. You know, I think Davis is going to be contained a little bit more than he has been these past two games. Portland didn't have anyone who could really guard him. Neither did Charlotte, especially with, Zeller being out for the game for him. And they had to throw Roy Hibbert in there, which wasn't really a worry for Anthony Davis on the defensive end. You know, Millsap can defend. Dwight Howard can defend. That's going to be a little bit harder for Anthony Davis. The guy I think is really going to go off is still going to be Jrue Holiday. Schrader's not the best defensively. For them, though, they do have guys like Cephalosha who can play on the defensive side of the ball really well. So it's going to be interesting. Bazemore is also very good defensively. You know, he's going to be a problem for the Pelicans. They're going to, you know, need to kind of slow him down. That's not a guy you really want to give up points to. You kind of need Dante Cunningham or Solomon Hill in there for significant minutes, and I don't trust either of those really to be in the game a ton right now. But I think Holiday should have a good game unless they're going to switch someone else on him, which if they do, then you need a big game offensively from someone like Etwan Moore, Langston Galloway, Solomon Hill, or Dante Cunningham. And right now, you know, the obvious idea would be that it would be Galloway getting that big offensive game, but he can be streaky. So just because he's played super well recently doesn't mean that that's necessarily going to keep up. Atlanta is the second best defensive team in the league right now. So the Pelicans need smart offense. You need that good Jrue Holiday shot selection. You need players not just ripping three-pointers because it's early in the shot clock and they want to play with a fast pace. Atlanta's 5th or 4th in pace in the league, so they don't mind playing fast. That's not going to play into the Pelicans' hand right now. So they need to play smart basketball tonight. You got to wonder if they can keep it up after two very big games where they did look sloppy at times, especially defensively. They didn't look great. You can't do that against Atlanta. They're only 15th in the league in offense. But again, they're a very good shooting team. They're not going to go cold like Portland did. So if you're playing bad defense, you're going to make this 15th, this middle-of-the-road offensive team, look like a top-five offense. And the Pelicans haven't shown me anything defensively over the past two games to make me think that they're going to tighten up on this. It's going to be interesting to see where Drew Holiday matches up. You know, against Charlotte, he kind of was playing against the small forwards in there. When they ran that three-guard lineup to close the game, it was Frazier, Holiday, Galloway, and then you had Cunningham and Davis on there. And because of that three-guard lineup, you actually had Drew Holiday guarding small forwards. He was guarding Michael Kidd-Gilchrist that game and did a pretty good job, but that guy isn't a huge offensive threat. Now, all of a sudden, you're facing a team that has shooters like Kyle Korver. They've got attacking people in Schrader, an all-around good player in Bazemore. It's going to be interesting to see where they play Holiday. He played okay defensively these past two games. But Kemba scored, Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum scored. They're going to have a tough time slowing these guys down. If they cannot do that, you could run into a lot of trouble. You've got to wonder if maybe the Pelicans will trot out a lineup, kind of bigger, smaller lineup. I don't know how you want to call it, with Solomon Hill, Dante Cunningham, and Anthony Davis, because you're going to need Hill's defense on the perimeter. But man, that is a terrible offensive lineup. And even with, if you put Holiday in there and Galloway, who's been playing particularly well, or Tim Frazier in there just to have two creators, I don't know if they're going to be able to score at all. And that's kind of my concern. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think this game brings the Pelicans back down to earth some. Again, they're a very good shooting team in Atlanta. Pelicans got bailed out. I'm going to hammer this point home. By Portland shooting, you know, under 38% from deep. So, you know, hopefully they can pull out a win. I'm not expecting it tonight against Atlanta. I think they have a better shot tomorrow night on the second night of the back-to-back, back at home the day before Thanksgiving against Minnesota. And I think that's where they're going to try and pick up a win. And I think if they split these two games and go 1-1, they'll still be pretty happy. They're still, you know, with Holiday back, much better than they were before. So that's going to be it for Locked On Pelicans today. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, you can subscribe on iTunes, on Audio Boom. We're on every podcast app you might use. So make sure you're getting this daily. It comes out at 6 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Maybe skipping this Friday. Not entirely sure just yet. But, you know, make sure you're liking it there. You're sharing it on Twitter, sharing it on Facebook. You know, even if you're out at a bar watching the game or at the game with one of your friends, just tell them about it if you listen. Let them know we're out here. We want to get as many listeners as possible. That'd be an absolutely wonderful thing. I'm enjoying doing this. This has been a lot of fun for me as well. So again, thank you all very, very much for listening. I truly do appreciate it. The feedback's been wonderful so far. So again, be back with you guys tomorrow. I'll recap the Atlanta game, who played well, who didn't. You know, I'm going to probably talk about the defense, if they played well, if they didn't, why or why not. We'll look at Drew Holiday, see how his impact's going for the Pelicans, and I'll give you guys a preview of the Minnesota game. That's always fun, seeing Anthony Davis take on Karl Anthony Towns. Last year, Davis absolutely lit him up in their first matchup, and I think he's going to do the same thing again, so it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully, you'll be in the Smoothie King Center for that one. So again, I'm your host of Locked On Pelicans, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Thank you all for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.